guys, welcome back to this week's Witchy Rundown. For starters, we will have Kelly and Mitchell doing sport and interviewing Grace about her swimming.
Today, Mitchell and Kelly are here on the weekly sports review, and this week's topic will be covering the NCD swimming.
The swimming down at St Arnett had a really good turnout, and Witchy Proof ended up taking home the standardised shield for the 14th year in a row.
The swimmers for the day were Demi Matheson, Matilda Bish, Paige Jarnell, Tom Cotton, Jacob Harrison, Lockie Coles, Max and Lana Fawcett, Jesse Fawcett, Rhett Jenner and Kelly Hogan, Tessa Sheehan, Grace McKenzie, Dakota Connolly, Dane Bartram, Darcy Coles, Harlan Bartlett, Desmond Paulson, Mitchell and Priya Coatsworth and Morgan Beattie.
21 out of 22 from Witchy won ribbons. There was an individual win from Grace McKenzie in the 16-year-old breaststroke.
All the first place relays include 15-year-old girls freestyle relay, 16-year-old boys freestyle relay, and the 18 to 20-year-old boys freestyle relay.
All the podium relays include 14-year-old girls freestyle relay, 20-year-old girls medley relay, and the 15-year-old boys freestyle relay.
So now we're with our only individual winner from NCD, Grace McKenzie. So how did it feel to win?
Yeah, it felt pretty amazing, not going to lie. I think the sports teacher, Mrs. Duffy, was pretty proud of me, so that was good.
Who was your biggest competition?
Probably Eva Coffey from Birchip. She wasn't too far behind me, so...
How do you think the day went?
Yeah, I think the day went pretty well, especially since we didn't have that many kids and ended up getting the standardised shield.
That's good. How much training did you do prior to the race?
Not a lot, if I'm being honest. Swimming with Duffy and then sometimes going to the pool to do some laps, but yeah.
Do you think you'd do as well as you did going into the race?
Not really. Honestly, I was a bit surprised with myself, but I'm glad that it ended with a good outcome.
Thank you, Grace.
No problem.
Thanks for tuning in on
Mitchell
and Kelly's weekly sports review, and don't forget to listen in next week.
Up next is Logan and Luda interviewing students about their dream job.
Hello and welcome back to this week's Dream Job with Logan and Luda. This week we have a different variety of students from different year levels. Hi Jaden, how are you today?
Good.
Tell me, what grade are you in?
One.
You're in
fifth.
Yeah, 1. What do you think I'm here for today?
Sing school. Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna here to ask you about what you want to be when you grow up. Do you know what you want to be when you grow up? Why do you want to be that? Is there any cool thing that you wouldn't do in it?
Yeah.
What is it? Okay, that's good. Hi, Jem. How are you today?
Good.
What year level are you in?
Foot.
What do you think we're here for?
Taking videos.
Okay. Well, I'm here to ask you about what you want to be when you grow up. You know what you want to be?
A helicopter pilot.
Okay. Why do you want to be a helicopter pilot?
Because I like it. I like it.
Is there any cool thing about it? What level are you in?
Papa.
Prep?
Prep.
Do you know what I'm here for? Yeah. Well, I'm here to ask you about what you want to be when you grow up. Do you know what you want to be?
Yeah.
Hey,
Luda.
Hi. So you don't want to be like a cook? You don't want to drive a car? You don't want
to...
What do you want to do?
Drive car.
So one person want to be a vet? Is that what you want to be?
Yeah.
what?
Vet.
A vet, okay. That's cool. Is there any cool thing about that? Like, you look after animals, is that cool?
Vet.
Okay. Well, that's good. Thank you.
Now we will have Zeke and James talking about Fortnite and reviewing it.
Welcome back to the Gamer Gods with Zeke and James. This week we will talk about two different games we are playing. One action-packed shooter and a hyper-realistic fast-paced racing game. Let's hear what game you're playing this week, James.
I would like to tell you about one of my favourite games, Fortnite.
I played a lot of Fortnite too. Can you tell people more about it?
Fortnite is a battle royale game. Last person or team standing wins. You eliminate them by attacking with pickaxes and or guns.
Why do you like the game?
I like playing Fortnite. It has lots of game modes you can play, and I love getting to high levels. It has competitions like tournaments where you can win big prizes and the World Cup. It has lots of skins to make you look cool too. Some of my favourite skins are Michael Myers and X-Lord.
My favourite skin to use is the Merry Marauder, where you look like a gingerbread man. Who do you suggest plays this game?
You have to be 13 or older to be able to play. If you like competitive online shooting games, you can play with friends. You should play it because you will find it super fun. What game are you playing this week, Zeke?
I'm playing a high-velocity racing game called Formula 1 23.
I never played a racing game before. What's fun about this game?
It's a high-intensity, high-speed racing game where you start a career driving for a Formula One team. You get to choose an F1 team, or you can start your own team where you create your own logo and your own F1 car. After that, you'll end up racing on some easy and some difficult racing circuits that are very fast and hard to turn around corners. It makes you feel like you are really driving on an F1 circuit.
Who do you recommend this game to?
If you have never played a racing game before, I would suggest that you go to play a different game first and then check this out, because this is a very fast-paced game and very difficult in some parts. I would not recommend to beginners. If you are very good at other racing games, then you should definitely play this. We hope to entertain you again next time. Gamer Gods signing off.
Desmond and Eva will now be interviewing the students of the week.
Hi, this is Desmond and Eva, and our topic this week is students of the week. The students of this week were
Tex Coles. Tex Coles got the award for being extremely helpful to his classmates and being helpful in class.
Next up, for the 234 class is Kaylee McCoy. Kaylee got the award for being helpful to her class, as well as Tex Coles.
And finally, last but not least, we have Mahira. Mahira is in grade 5. Mahira has just moved here from Malaysia. Mahira got the award for fitting into her class very well. As Miss Smith said, you would never tell she just came to the school.
That's all on the students of the week this week. See you next week for more news on the Witchery Rundown.
Next up is Harry and Saeed interviewing a student about their travel.
Welcome to the travel segment with Saeed, Kelly and Harry. Today we're with Fimba Polson.
So Fimba, if you could visit any country, which one would you choose?
I would choose Paris.
Why?
Because of the Eiffel Tower.
I've heard there's some nice views there.
What's your favourite holiday destination and why?
My favourite holiday destination would be Hawaii because of the nice beaches. How about you, Saeed?
I'd like to visit Kenya because of the history and the culture. Also, I wouldn't mind seeing the animals.
That sounds like a good holiday destination. Do you know anyone else who's been to Kenya?
I think my parents have for a safari and gorilla photography trip.
That sounds really cool. My dad and Ralphie have been to China before.
What'd they do there?
Buying grain for the farm because the prices were there were really good. Thanks for listening.
Rhea and Morgan will be telling us about the upcoming events.
This is Priya and Morgan bringing you the upcoming events for this week.
Starting today is the OK Festival in Charlton. This is a music festival and has a variety of other activities going on.
This festival consists of 3 days of fun from Friday to Sunday. The doors on Friday will be opening at 7:30 and closing late at 1 a.m. On Saturday, the doors will open at 6 p.m. then close at 2 a.m.
Although this festival might not draw as much attention as Taylor or Pink, it should be a hit.
Also going on in Charlton is the North Central Tennis Competition. There will be a night game in Charlton instead of a Saturday afternoon game. This will be one of the last games before the season is over.
Coming up on Wednesday the 28th, there is a first aid CPR training in Charlton. And on the 25th, we have a townwide garage sale in Charlton. You will start at the Traveller's Rest and can collect a map with directions to all the garage sales.
Car boot sale items will be on offer by rural vendors. The Lions Club will be hosting a BBQ, tea, coffee and cool drinks. Making the most of the warm weather, Avril's aqua aerobics classes have become quite popular with people staying consistent with showing up. We have the NCD Triathlon on the 7th of March, so get on that bike and start training for a 4 km run, a 12 km bike ride and a 300 m swim for your individual. And make sure you sort out your teams. Thanks for listening. This is Priya and Morgan signing off. Until next week.
Hope you all enjoyed this week's Witchy Rundown. Come back next week to listen again.